At the 2013 Ag Connect Expo, I'm visiting with Charlie O'Brien. And Charlie, I know that you are a senior vice president now for AEM. Congratulations on that. We are just kicking off what looks to be a great show in Kansas City.
Yeah, we sure are. We're excited about it. You know, I just walked around on the show floor this morning and looked at all the exhibits. And, you know, again, the exhibits look wonderful, and the exhibitors have stepped it up to another notch again. And so it looks wonderful up there.
Well, I talked to somebody from John Deere who said you will see in their exhibit the highest tech display ever. So I think they are trying to go a little all out to put on a good display and bring in, as I understand it, some of their key upper level management folks to talk with customers.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And if you look at their booth, it is designed actually, and many of the booths are designed for people to come in and have a conversation. So it's a very open environment, and they are staffing the booth with the people that are responsible for the products themselves. So if you want to come in and talk to people that are the engineers or the product managers or whoever may be working on those pieces of equipment, this is where you're going to find them. And so you can say, you know, if this was only operated this way, or you wanted to say, why was that done that way? You'll be able to get an answer, because those are the people that are there in the booth. So I think that, you know, the exhibitors, for the most part, have done an excellent job on what staff they've brought here, and they're really making a commitment to Ag Connect to be able to do that. And quite frankly, that's one of the differentiating features of the show, that we have those people in the booth that people can talk to.
Maybe we should look at the development of the show. What was the reason or decision to do an every other year show? And how, from AEM's perspective, how do you think the show's doing in terms of your goals or objectives?
Yeah, I think the show itself, the reason for the show was there was a desire to have a different venue, a different gathering place for agriculture on a very professional business-to-business type relationship. And so wanted to model it after some other shows, primarily in Europe, that's what it is. It's the gathering place for business to be conducted at the show. It's not just going and looking at a little bit of equipment, but it's truly, you know, understanding and doing the business. Then the reason for the every other year approach really has been to make sure that we were on as a global stage. Many of the shows on a global stage are on an every other year basis, so we didn't want to have a global show that competed with other shows, whether it's in Europe or Latin America. So we looked very hard, long and hard, in terms of where we needed to slot in so it'd be nice and comfortable, so as people are coming from other countries into Ag Connect, that they would be able to do that. And also, because of the investment that the exhibitors are making at the show, they wanted to make sure that, you know, you want to showcase your products, and if you do that every other year and do the product introductions and the innovations, they felt that was a good approach.
Mm-hmm. So how about from your perspective? You know, this is third show, as I understand it, 30% bigger in terms of the exhibitor area that you've got here, certainly more co-located events. The signs look to be a growth for the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that 30 or 40% bigger as far as what the show is looking like. So it's a lot bigger. I think, you know, as you start with anything new, it takes a while for people to understand what the concept is. And I think we've come a long ways with that. So I think as you walk around the show and you see it now, and if you only look back at our first Ag Connect show, the difference between the exhibitors, what they've done back then to now, it's tremendous. And the professionalism that's being exhibited here is unbelievable. So I think from our perspective, you know, conceptually, the concept has gotten out into the industry. I think the attendees that are coming now and having the opportunity to talk to those people, that seems to be working. The educational environment that we've got, many of the classes were sold out before we even got here. So people are going online and taking advantage of the education. So which is another differentiating feature of the show. So it seems to be gelling in terms of an understanding of what the concept was, and it's coming together. And I think, you know, here in Kansas City was also another important move for the show in terms of allowing an easier access for people to come see the show.
Well, we have certainly seen, although there were some weather challenges last year with the drought in the Midwest, still the ag sector seems very strong economically, financially. Hopefully, it's almost like to see that continue for another 10 or 15 years, you know?
Well, I I'm one of them, actually. But I think, you know, agriculture as a whole, I just came out of a seminar the last 2 days of the educational event that we put on, and we were asking people some of those very questions about what's your feeling? What's your feeling for the next 3 to 5 years? And there was extreme optimism in terms of asking about revenue, and people thought next year probably revenue is, you know, up 9%. So, I mean, that's very optimistic. And then we asked a question, kind of an online question that said, okay, so what's it look like for the next generation? And overwhelmingly the response was, the next generation, this is the place to be. This thing called agriculture is the place to be. What I found surprising was they were saying, and by the way, people are going to be coming back to agriculture. You know, there's been this migration of people away from agriculture, and the next generation didn't want to farm for whatever reason. Well, because of the sophistication and technology and the business in itself, people are going to start looking and are starting to look about, you know, that's a kind of an interesting place from which to work. So I think that's kind of fun to see and hear people say, yeah, I think people are going to come back into the industry now because of what's happening. So that's fun.
Well, there's some cutting-edge technology on display here that rivals any that you see in the non-ag sector. So maybe ag is starting to look cool to some of the young people especially. Well, thank you very much, Charlie O'Brien, and we are visiting here at the start of the 2013 Ag Connect Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.